Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are back, Old School. Once again, Old School is sponsored by the Mercado, the retail store and butcher shop featuring fresh hand-cut certified Piedmontese beef and the unique ingredients 84th and Havelock. Appetizers, main course menu is off the chain, dessert menu, and a full-scale butcher shop where you can take stuff home. Go this weekend. Any occasion is good. It's business casual as well, so you don't have to be all tightened up in your, suit and tie.
Yeah. Casual, business casual.
I was wearing my suit and tie on Friday. You guys like that?
He just meant suit and tight shirt.
Yeah. You know how it goes.
Yeah, just walking around with stiff arms. He couldn't even.
Right. You don't want my chest out.
You don't want me wearing no suit today, boy.
Yeah. It was a roaster today. I do my walk. So I walk down to the stadium for the presser, and I walk back. That walk back was an L. It was a loss.
Contemplate a lot of things.
That was a loss.
Contemplate, what am I doing here right now?
That was a loss. So
start counting your steps.
Right, like I'm like I need to get these steps in, but man, I better hit my number. Right. Like whatever that was.
You got times that by two with the heat.
Oh man, here's another thing too. So, one of Lincoln's secrets, one of its great secrets. There's two things. Of all the things that are absolutely undefeated in Lincoln, absolutely undefeated, and I don't know if everybody knows, but I'm going to go ahead and do this. Tuesdays, Taco Tuesdays at Canopy Street Market. So if you go in the store, have you been in the store?
No.
You need to go in, first of all. It's a corner store, so it's got deli, it's got, groceries, whatever you want. It's got it there. But it's got deli, and then they've got a kitchen that on Tuesdays they make tacos. And I believe it's like $1.25.
Dang, they got the college prices.
Yeah. So there's always a line starting at like 11 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh. Must be pretty good tacos.
So you can get hard tacos, soft tacos, right? And it's undefeated, especially for the price. Amazing. But the other thing that's undefeated in this thing is if you are not there by 12:30, you are out of luck. Like, they will just sell out. Like, they just say, okay, we're going to make 500 tacos, and that's it. Like, that's it. So, walking back from Memorial, I'm down there meeting people. I'm, shaking hands with Rhonda Rovell and Mark Manning, right, just checking in with people. And then as I'm walking and I get in the area and it's 12:28 and I had to make a decision. Like, I'm either going to run or I'm going to walk. I walked and I lost. I lost because at 12:32, they were out of tacos.
That happened to me one time with Mary Ellen. You know, when you go to Mary Ellen's and they used to say that. they'd be somewhere from just say 6 to 9 or 6 to 8. Man, I tried to show up at like 30 minutes before. He was like, bro, we sold out. I was like, damn.
He sold out of collard greens Saturday night because we were down there after the game. And
brothers was grubbing like,
oh,
that.
Oh, my good. The look. The look on people's faces when you get in the door, right? And it's you in there with purpose.
Yeah.
And you hit it and it's like, okay, I'm going to have – I need the brisket. I need the ribs. I need the collard greens. And Charles just looked at him. And he was like, he gave that look like, nope.
No, you ain't. What's your other choice?
What? Give me another choice. And they went through. Yeah, it was there. We have a text that I need to read this one because this one's purposeful. My son Holden's having another 4-hour surgery at Cincinnati Children's today. Should find a way to get a box of cookies out to Ohio to him. He loved a shout out after his last surgery. Holden, bruh. Woo. Man, we are gonna pray up for you. And let me figure out. Plumber, text in the address that we can. Let me see what we can do, especially if he's going to be at a certain place for a length of time that we can do it and not really waste it. And then Craig Vassar, we will reach out to you. He asked the question, how much would you need for a sponsorship for Johnny Mitchell? I'm going to tell you, whatever you guys are putting in, yeah, we'll match it. Whatever you guys donate for that, because – once a week just to have Johnny zoom in, call in, whatever, right? So we can hear that. Where we were in the conversations were simple. That we're trying to find a common place that we can all work from, right? That Jay is a player, played in it, he's got skin in the game, was an analyst, got to be around it, got to be on, you know, right. And then he makes decisions, but he also wants you guys to have access to what he knows, right? And Nathan, I mean, he's on TV, and then he comes here, and he talks, and he shares himself. And there are things that Jay is going to know that he's going to see for his own eyes or will recognize because of his experience and knowledge.
Right.
It's a vast amount of experience and knowledge. He knows what happens behind the scenes, in the locker rooms, out on the streets even. Nathan right. knows these stories because they hear they get the news stories right through this space. Look, I wish I could share everything that is provided to me. I get phone calls from people in the program who say, listen, DP, we appreciate the way you're handling a thing because – you could go left or right, and it could make it more messy than it needs to be. So through all of the stuff that we're talking about, we're trying to find a way to have conversations about sports without it being rumor mongering or rumor feeding.
I think the best approach, you know, with, I guess in particular, Scott, is just, just let it go. You know, I mean, it didn't work out. Everybody's probably upset it didn't work out. To what degree, that's your personal choice. Whether you know what I'm saying, depending on your personal feelings. I do understand people's anger based on, you know, what's being said. I understand that. That's the common person that's mad about that. Because even my mom was like, hey, look, I put in 20-hour days for I don't know how long, and his brother's up in here and he's chilling. And I get all that. But at the end of the day, I always say you can't dig up a dead horse, you know, and you got to kind of let it go, you know, and just move on and support the team. Moving forward, support Mickey as the head coach, support the players all the same, because there's a lot of season left. As negative as this last, say, week or so has been, in the sense of, you know, back-to-back weeks, your head coach gets fired, D coordinator gets fired. In 8 weeks, if you go out there, and which obviously started whenever their first practice was, whether it was today or yesterday, you handle your business right, the narrative and the things that anybody's going to talk about is going to be so drastically different. You wouldn't even you'll look back at this 10 days or however many days it is and just laugh at it as a player, coach. You get what I'm saying? And so you don't have to agree with it. Decisions are made. It's no different than like coaches are, you know, tell the players, hey, look, they're playing a certain guy when say like if you think that you should be playing and you got to deal with it. And so, you know, you kind of got to, you know, put yourself in a different area to kind of, you know, go about it. Now, I do understand from the assistant coach's position, they got families and everything they got to take care of. I understand that. That's just part of the business. That's not being casual or callous, but That's just the way it goes. And so the best thing anybody can do, or what I'm going to I'm choosing to do, is support Mickey as the head coach, not the intern coach, as the head coach. Because the only thing that I saw that he said today was that he is recruiting as he's going to be here, as he's the head coach, and he wants everybody else to do so. So what that also lets me know is he's probably had those conversations, I'm assuming he did. Again, I don't want to ever speak for him, that he's having these guys, they need to be coaching as if they're going to be here. So I'm supporting him as the head coach. The expectations are going to be the same. The big thing, I'm going to look at him over these last, 8 weeks, so forth and so on, is the consistent improvement along with winning some games, and we just go from there. And, it's a unique year. It's not a year that anybody planned on. And nobody, came into this year to start out 1-3, to lose the first game the way we did, to get upset by Georgia Southern, to get mollywopped by Oklahoma. That's not any way anybody envisioned the season going on or to go, or thought that's the way it would go based on what we've done, in the offseason and so forth and so on. So, but where you're at is where you're at. Now how you get out of that is it's got to be a we type of thing. So, it's just one of those deals, man. It's tough. It's a learning experience for those players. A lot of them probably have pro aspirations. Get used to it. That doesn't mean that, you don't, feel for, Eric or Scott, or don't like the situation. You have emotions. It's good that you're emotional, one way or the other about it. That means you care. But at the end of the day, we got to strap it up and get ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Indiana ain't going to care. Indiana's not coming in here worried about your feelings. And at that point in time, when the kickoff against Indiana, there's not going to be a lot of people in this state that are going to be worried about your feelings. If I could be frank with you, about it. Not that in them not worrying about your feelings doesn't mean that they're hating on you or don't support you. What they're saying is, we understand, but let's go ball. Because once you decide that I'm going to go ball and we're going to go ball, things will change.
And nothing else will be accepted. Like, that has to be the standard.
It can't be that. I mean, you can't.
That has to be the standard. Yeah, that has to be the standard. I'll ask you this, because there's so much to it as people talk about it, that through this process, this weird tornado-type process that we've had to deal with the change of coaching, change of coaches, et cetera, that the other part of it is, fans and listeners have to be willing to accept the truth when it's told to them.
Yeah.
Right? That's the other part. Like, the easiest way for the truth to be accepted all the time is for it to be accepted the first time. Like, that's the easy thing, is to tell somebody, you know what? This is a good situation, or this is a bad situation. But everybody believes that they know more than the people who are providing the information.
That's just the way people are, and that's fine if you question. I mean, sometimes somebody will ask me a question, I answer, and they be like, man, I don't think so. Then I'll just keep it moving.
Yeah.
But, look, at the end of the day, I mean, the Husker fan base is passionate. They care about what's going on. Their expectations are better than what they've been given, I guess, as far as, product on the field. I would encourage the players in the locker room to take, more ownership of it. The main question I would ask every single one of those players, or as the team, as a group, or say to them, you haven't sacrificed enough.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And sacrificing something doesn't necessarily mean your time. Have you sacrificed your ego for the betterment of the team? Mm-hmm. Have you sacrificed continuing to maybe do what you've always done, but massage it a different way. I always say massage it or make it look like you know you're doing it different, but you're actually, your intentions are, I'm doing the same thing, because mm-hmm. you're comfortable in doing that. That hasn't been successful, but sometimes you're comfortable in that. And, you know, when you, I'll never forget when Danny Smith came in. He was, you know, he's one of my good friends now, especially when coach for Pittsburgh. He came in, and we struggled on special teams the year before. You know, of course, Muta City Miracle. Then we had Ronnie Jones, who never coached special teams, but he was a friend of the coach. Struggled. He came in, and it was different, right? And it was uncomfortable because me and, you know, Kenyatta Wright and Freddie Jones, we had, you know, done pretty well on special teams ourselves individually, right? And one of the things he said to us, he brought us in his office, you know, went over all our stats, and, you know, Jay, your first alternate to Pro Bowl, Kenyatta, your second alternate, Freddie, you went from practice squad to essentially tackles per games you played. You know, you're better than both of them. He's like, but what are you willing to sacrifice for the betterment of the special teams and betterment of this team? And we couldn't answer right then. He's like, well, think about it and let me know tomorrow. And what he was doing is trying to get us to think about things besides ourselves. What are we willing to sacrifice? Am I willing to sacrifice playing a different position, right? So, you know, with the right foot punter and your right tackle, you know, you're in the action a lot more on punt team. Well, I had to go to left tackle. So that eliminates me being right there when the ball comes off as, you know, right there in the action. But for the betterment of the team, because Freddie Jones, who's from Colorado, by the way, he's actually a good friend of mine, but it took me a little while to warm up to a Buffalo. His footwork was better at right tackle. So when Freddie came up to practice squad, Kenyatta was left guard. I moved into right guard because of Freddie could only play right tackle. Well, then, you know, our left guard or left tackle, and this is punt team, obviously, signed somewhere else. Well, then I have to, you know, you got to make a sacrifice. And so you have to be willing to do that type of stuff. I would ask him, what are you willing to sacrifice? When are you willing to sacrifice enough to really work at it? Will you commit to finishing every single play in practice? Be a factor in every single play in a positive manner, even if you're not getting a catch, getting a carry, getting the first option on the, you know, passing, you know, progression from a quarterback, getting a sack, tackle for loss, whatever. You could just go around and do it. If you're willing to do it, this thing turns around when we play Indiana. If you're still fighting it, then, you know, you're going to be dragging your heels and you're going to be kind of like a kid where you're supposed to go outside and, you're never going to win. But if you want to be bullheaded and do it that way, because the way you've done it hasn't worked. You can't convince me it's worked.
Well, the facts say it hasn't worked.
Well, that's why you can't convince
me. The facts say it hasn't worked.
Because what I watch on Saturday isn't working. So you can't tell me it's working. There's things that might be working, but it's not working as a whole.
When we go back in conversation, a big thing that happens is there's revisionist thinking, right? Because the thing you thought was going to happen didn't happen, and then you change the way you think about it. And as you should, because you know better. But I'll ask you this. For somebody that's gone through what an athlete goes through playing football at the University of Nebraska, it strikes me that it's not possible for somebody not to care.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? Because you said football is a sport that has to be played.
Yeah, you can't fake football.
Right? You can't fake it, right? So
you can't fake
it. Either you're allowing yourself, you're going to fake it and get beat up.
What I thought you do, or you're going to get yourself hurt or get somebody else hurt.
Right.
Then I'm going to have a, because if you hurt me, and if I really care about it, you get bum rushing to me, my leg break. I mean, that's the way. I mean,
who has to set that standard in that space?
It's the players, man. I mean, this is the thing about whether it's, you know, Scott Frost, Eric Shenander, any coach. Period. They only can do so much. And here's what people don't understand. People talk about the great leaders from a player standpoint that have been here. Leaders. I'm talking about true guys,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Whether they've been the guys that are All-Americans or have their name in the stadium or guys that are known on that team as a great leader or a great factor in the success of the team. They're only as good as the people that want to either be led or lead with them or be in there and work with them. You're only as good as that. Coach Osmer is going to go down as one of the best coaches of all time, right? If he had a bunch of malcontents and players that didn't want to work hard or play, how could he would be just a coach that never, he wouldn't be thought of like that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the greatest coaches generally, in this is the broad stroke here, have coaches that are willing to lead along with them and want to be led, and then same with the players. But the players have to be willing to lead, and it can't just be through talking, you know. And when you're a leader, you have to be called to a task sometimes yourself if you're not pulling your weight. And there's nothing wrong with that, because nobody is perfection in the sense of, like, I've never played a bad game as being a captain, so – you don't think Aaron Glenn told me I need to pick it up sometimes? I mean, you've seen Aaron Glenn on Hard Knocks, right? If you don't think that little dude that's all 5'9", 175 pounds, and his little butt didn't jump and try to jump in my stuff, when I wouldn't – because I already know when he was going to say something.
Right.
If Aaron had to get in there and fill a tackle on a power more than once or twice a game, he going to tell me, hey, come on now, Jay, you need to step it up. Y'all ain't doing good enough up front. Right?
Yeah.
But that's about the leadership. So it's got to be – in leaders, it can't always be the rah-rah or yelling. It's got to be, okay, say DP struggling at something. Hey, dude, you got what's your plans tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because usually they're going to say – they're going to start hemming and hawing. No, what you really got going on? You got nothing going on. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go upstairs. We're going to watch 30 minutes of tape together. Get on their level. That's what you have to do, because right now nobody's above anybody.
That's a Joe Gibbs phrase. Meet them where they are.
Because you're only going to be able to bring them up with you and raise up, because the better that I am the better that I can be is going to make DP better, Nate or whatever. Everybody's going to be better. And when we're all better, we're all going to get everything that you can think of. But right now you're not getting anything.
It's the thing that would happen – it was a big part of two-a-days in training camp. And it was always this. It was always this.
Today reminded me.
Right? Right? It was always this thing that said, and Art Monk was the first person I heard say this, and then it moved within that circle. But Art Monk said that he actually liked training camp because they were always constantly in search of the next one to help them do what they need to do.
Right.
And if that moment when things are dragging and the dog barks, right?
Yeah.
For the first time, and it barks a big dog
right.
bark,
yeah.
And you go, oh,
nobody likes
we got
that.
Another yeah, one. Look, we got man, another one.
The
right?
thing about football, you're constantly sore. You're always, so it's not like playing sports is not, I mean, every sport you play, just imagine the ankles and knees of tennis players, basketball players, baseball players, especially throwing their arms and shoulders, and football players and all that. That's the sucky part of it. So you know it sucks, right? So practicing on a day like today, just imagine if you had practice right now. You know, and Dom Capers would have practice right now. So you're walking out to practice. You know it sucks. You're hot. But at the end of the day, we are going to go do this because there's a better cause for it. So – or a better, you know, purpose, a bigger purpose, which is beyond me and DP and Nate or whoever I'm playing with, you got to do that. And the reason why people always wonder why, like, guys that I play with, why we're so tight, you know what I mean? Are we all from the same, like, background? Not at all. You want to know why we're so tight? Because we went through some stuff together.
Yeah, right?
You understand? There's times that everybody that was been here thought about quitting. But there was a reason why you didn't quit. There's a time and place where everybody thought about transferring. And it generally happens when you're younger. right? Because that's the easiest thing. This is the most time that you hadn't played in a game. You're no longer the big dog on campus. You're seeing a bunch of guys that are just as good as you, and you're just part of the pack. And you're trying to figure out a way to kind of swim up to the top and get fed. Well, then you get to the top, right? Well, then you got to make sure you don't forget what it was like to swim up top and get fed. Because here comes the new dudes.
Man.
Here comes the new dudes. But if you really went through it and you're confident in what you're doing, you don't care swimming up there. You can come up there and swim with me. I'm not gonna not let you be successful because I have insecurity or I'm insecure that you might be better. You got to show me that you're better than me. And that's I feel like it would be a hard thing to do. So, I mean, I just think that, you know, if everybody could just take this time and put their emotions to like the left, right? Your emotions and your like selfishness, like, you know, whether it's more Twitter followers or whatever, just take that and pump it to the left. And if you dedicated yourself to really figuring out and getting back to why you love playing football, whatever it may be, crowd roar, competition, constantly proving yourself, you want to be the best so-and-so on the team, or you want to be the first in your family. Say you had some other brothers and cousins that would never been able to go Power Five, but you want to be whatever it may be, get back to that. Get back to what makes you successful or what makes you motivated, because a coach can only motivate you so long. And then once you get out there and it's hot like a day today or hot like the game last Saturday or it's cold, say, later on in the year, and say you're in Iowa, you know, Iowa City, and say you're 5-6 and you're out there and the game is tight or you're down by 7 and you need a stop or you're down by 4 and you need a stop to get the offense to back the ball, that's how and why you do it, because that's going to push you beyond you. There ain't nothing at that point in time. There ain't nothing Charlie McBride can yell out. I mean, he could get us motivated, but I ain't going to hear him with 90,000 people out there. You think he's going to say, hey, everybody be quiet. Hey, Jay, you know, your grandfather never got to see you play. So make sure you push yourself when it's cold out here. Okay, everybody now raise up the noise.
You better have something.
You better be thinking about that. You better be thinking about that when you're playing. So,
man, look, that's when you know the difference makers. And it's the common language and common experience that you rely on in those moments, right?
Well, there's something, because if you know
some short word that snaps you all back.
Right. Right. Or if you know what really motivates Nate, right? Or your player, then you're on the same level with him. Because if I take the time out to know what drives Nate to be a better receiver or whatever, then you know you're down for it. It's no, I mean, I'll be, I mean, if you don't, those teams that we won championships, you don't think there was turmoil on the team? There was guys that I was on punt return with that played offensive positions that should have been playing a lot more than they should have and have reached every goal that their position coach and I guess offensive coordinator, whatever, had told him to do, and they still weren't getting it, but still was out there. You said, you know what? I'm going to be patient, get my chance, and then when I do, I'm going to knock it out of the park, but we're on punt return right now.
And when the veteran leaders see you step up and do that, they all smile.
Right.
Because it's, hey, we got another one. We got another one. This team needs – some other ones.
A little bit of both. There's nothing wrong with competition.
Yeah, that's what this week is. It's Nebraska versus Nebraska. That's from the head coach. We'll toward the break. More Old School when we come back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.